Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Burt Laun, William Boyd, and Ted Lewis, take a musical trip to Panama, and listen to this past week in recording history. Last week, June 5th, marked the birth in 1895 of actor William Boyd. You may know him better as cowboy film star Hopalong Cassidy. Between 1935 and 48, he made 66 feature films. He bought the rights to the character of Hopalong Cassidy in 1945 and made 52 half-hour television shows, as well as 104 radio shows. The nickname Hopalong came about as a result of his being injured in a shootout. In the first film of the series, Hoppy is recovering from a gunfight and is asked about his injury, to which he responds, "I'll manage to hop along." Hopalong Cassidy's horse's name was Topper, a name supposedly suggested by Boyd's wife, who was a fan of Thorne Smith's Topper books and films. So to celebrate Hopalong Cassidy's birthday, we're going to do some hopping of our own, beginning with Frank Ellis and his St. Francis Hotel Orchestra.
Thank you. begins to moan. Get your partner, don't be left alone. Be right on top, doing a harp and hop. When you hear that moaning melody, show the world how happy you can be. Don't ever stop doing a harp and hop. All the students in the college do it. They could never graduate unless they knew it. Pick a girl who knows her P's and Q's. Buy yourself a brand new pair of shoes. Don't be a flop doing a harp and hop.
Be a flop, do the Harvard hop. That's the advice of Scrappy Lambert, who was backed there by Adrian Schubert and his Salon Orchestra on a Banner 78, recorded July 1st, 1930. Starting in 1923, Adrian Schubert was musical director for the Plaza Group, which included the Banner, Imperial, Regal, and Domino labels, and he made hundreds of records under his own name as well as dozens of pseudonyms. Before Harvard Hop, we heard Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra on November 4th, 1927, and Hop Off, written by Clarence Williams. We began the show with Frank Ellis and his Hotel St. Francis Orchestra, actually his St. Francis Hotel Orchestra, and Hop Skip, recorded by Columbia on March 1st, 1927. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. The Panama Canal officially opened on August 15, 1914, with the passage of the SS Ancon. It took 34 years and $639 million to build the canal. Last week, on June 2nd, in 1930, the first baby was born on a ship passing through the Panama Canal. So here's a set of rapidly rotating records about Panama, beginning with the Little Ramblers. Thank you. Some selections from the 1937 picture Swing High, Swing Low. That medley consisted of Swing High, Swing Low, I Hear a Call to Arms, and ended with Panamania. That was Carol Gibbons and the Savoy Orpheans, with the vocal by Carol's Boyfriends, a group of players from the Orpheans, and was recorded May 6, 1937. Swing High, Swing Low takes place in Panama, where Maggie King, played by Carol Lombard, meets a soldier named Skid Johnson, played by Fred McMurray. Maggie misses her ship back to the U.S. and is stranded in Panama, but falls in love with Johnson. Now out of the service, he gets a job playing the trumpet at a local club and becomes a big success, but the fame and fortune go to his head, which eventually destroys his career and his relationship with Maggie. Before Panamania, it was Henry Halstead and his orchestra recording in Oakland, California, and Panama, written in 1911 by William H. Tyers. The song was written for and named after a famous vaudeville act called Aida Overton Walker and her Panama Girls. We began that Panamanian set with the band within a band, the Little Ramblers, and those Panama Mamas from November 14th, 1924. I'm Glenn Robison, and just in case you didn't realize it, you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all at RadioFreeWorld.com.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Last week, June 6th, marked the birth in 1891 in Circleville, Ohio, of Theodore Leopold Friedman, better known as Ted Lewis. Instead of going into the family's clothing business, around 1906 he got into vaudeville and made his way to New York in 1911. He changed his name in the mid-1910s when he was working with a comedian named Eddie Lewis, and the two were billed as Lewis and Lewis instead of Lewis and Friedman, because Lewis and Lewis just sounded better. He was playing with Earl Fuller's famous jazz band at Rector's Restaurant in New York when he won a battered top hat from the driver of a hansom cab. It, along with his rhetorical question, "Is everybody happy?" became an integral part of his persona for more than 50 years. He formed his own band in 1919, and within a few years, he was one of the most popular entertainers in the U.S. He chose the gas pipe style of playing the clarinet, which, although it produces a shrill tone with a lot of vibrato, requires no less skill. He made appearances on radio, records, and in several Broadway revues, including Greenwich Village Follies, Ziegfeld Midnight Frolics, Ted Lewis Frolic, and Artists and Models in 1927. In 1925, he visited Britain, appearing at London's Kit Kat Club and the Hippodrome Theatre. Although his own clarinet playing wasn't considered great, he employed many fine members of the jazz world in his bands, among them Jimmy Dorsey, Jack Teagarden, and Benny Goodman. Lewis co-wrote several popular songs, including When My Baby Smiles at Me, While We Dance Till Dawn, Bee's Knees, and Is Everybody Happy Now? After 1929, he also appeared in several films and continued to appear in theaters and on television well into the 1960s. Ted Lewis died August 25, 1971, in New York City. Here's Ted Lewis. Thank you.
Say, folks, let's call a meeting to discuss a way of meeting that certain something that we call a blues. Now I'll be the chairman pro tem. Let's face the facts and show them that if we attend a business, we can't lose, no sir. Now let's form some corporations with a million combinations of mothers, brothers, husbands, sweethearts, and wives. And we'll start these institutions with a million resolutions to spread upon a minute of our lives. Say, if you want to cheer up the red, white, and blue, come on, buy an American. That's all you've got to do. Why, your old Uncle Sam, he'll be so grateful to you. Buy American, that's all you've got to do. Come on, buy your wife's dresses, your baby's shoes, made right over here, and cure your country's blueses. And if you want those good times, those dreams to come true, buy American, that's all you've got to do. Sables, sofas, tables, we've got all you need for your home and your office, purchased by Yankee, guaranteed. Buy the Yankee brand of candy, cigarettes, cigars, canes and hats and this and that's, and gas and motor cars,
If you want to cheer up the red, white, and blue, buy American, that's all you've got to do. Your old Uncle Sam will be grateful to you. Buy American, that's all you've got to do.
Now, hey there, Mr. Grocer, Butcher, Baker, and all you Republicans, you Democrats, and you Quakers, I want to tell you that the sun will be shining, the skies will be blue. Buy American, that's all you've got to do, playing boy. Come on and buy American, that's all you've got to do.
Ted Lewis and his band, along with the Bachelors, advising us to buy American on January 31st, 1933. Buy American was written by Al Sherman and Ted Lewis and was preceded by Ted Lewis Jazz Band and Tiger Rag, recorded May 1st, 1923. So let's see, that record just had its 81st birthday. We began on June 22nd, 1933, in Rhythm. Bandleader, clarinetist, and composer Ted Lewis, born exactly 113 years ago on June 6, 1891. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at RadioFreeWorld.com. Last week, June 6th, marked the birth in 1903 in White Plains, New York, of violinist, bandleader, and composer Burt Lown. In 1925, he was playing in the band of Fred Hamm and had already composed the tune he was most known for, Bye Bye Blues, which the band recorded on May 1st, 1925. He formed his own band in 1928 and in late 29 obtained a residency at the Biltmore Hotel in New York and was making regular radio broadcasts. Lown recorded Bye Bye Blues himself twice in July of 1930, once for Hit of the Week with the vocal by Scrappy Lambert, and also for Columbia, which recording you're going to hear in just a minute. Lown's residency at the Biltmore apparently ended in late 1931, and he left the band business in the mid-30s. In 1951, he joined CBS-TV in New York and moved to Los Angeles in 1954 as the manager of the Western CBS-TV affiliate stations. Burt Lown died of a heart attack on November 20, 1962, at age 59, while on a business trip to Portland, Oregon. Here's Burt Lown's Columbia recording of his theme song, Bye Bye Blues.
Sincerely. You're the one I care for. You're the one, and therefore I hope you care for me.
Rhapsody of kisses and love. All strife will be forgotten in our home up above. I know we'll grow a family tree in our nest way off in the blue. I'll sing a melody every day, a song to say I love you.
Loud and his Hotel Biltmore Orchestra with vocal by Ted Holt and I'll Build a Nest, one of three sides recorded by the band on May 18, 1933. Trombonist Al Filburn was the soloist in that opening number of that set, Bye Bye Blues, a Burt Lowndes composition, and his theme song, arranged there by Chauncey Gray, pianist in the band. That version was recorded for Columbia on August 21, 1930. In between, we heard another Burt Lowndes composition performed by Ruth Etting on January 16, 1931. That was You're the One I Care For. Violinist, composer, bandleader Burt Lowndes, born June 6, 1903.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at RadioFreeWorld.com. ¶¶
It's time now for that portion of the show we call This Week in Recording History. Yes, that's where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. And here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is Hal Kemp and his orchestra. Thank you.
get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Sing hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. The sun is shining, come on, get happy. The Lord is waiting to take your hand. Sing hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're going to the promised land. Where heaven cross the river washes sin away in the tide. It's all so peaceful on the other side. Forget your troubles and just get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Sing hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. When will that day be? I don't know. We won't get to Paris or Sahara. We should care. Rockaway's the Riviera. If you're there in a little 2x4 with you by, we'll say goodbye to the blues. Sharing, ever sharing, never caring whose is whose. There will be a happy ending, baby, someday soon. In the merry month of maybe, maybe June.
In the merry month of maybe, Ralph Bennett and his Seven Aces from June 4th, 1931. The vocalist was Paul Small. In the mid-20s, Ralph Bennett was violinist and vocalist in Warner's Seven Aces, a dance band led by pianist Byron H. Warner, which was active around Atlanta, Georgia. Around that time, though, Bennett took over leadership of the band, but the Seven Aces name stuck, even though the band grew to 11 members. Before Ralph Bennett, it was Nat Shilkret and the Victor Orchestra with Phil Dewey, Frank Luther, and Leo O'Rourke performing vocally on Get Happy, written by Ted Kohler and Harold Arlen, recorded on June 4, 1930. We started off with a tune you no doubt recognize from any number of cartoons from the 40s, Raymond Scott's Powerhouse, performed there by Hal Kemp and his orchestra on June 1, 1937. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.